This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 9th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The Obama Justice Department still hasn't said exactly how they'll handle the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee believes a cannabis commission could help lay the groundwork for ending the federal role in regulating marijuana. We spoke yesterday.
Since the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington, what has been the federal response? I know you've been in communication with the Justice Department about it, but what has been their response?
It's been rather limited. I did question the president at the Democratic retreat in January about the issue in general, and he did say that he was aware of the voters' responses and that they would not he didn't foresee them making possession of marijuana an area they would emphasize, but he said they had to follow what laws we made, and that we left it at that. I didn't follow up with another question, and I think that he's made that fairly clear that he wants to take a different approach on drugs and more as a health situation than a criminal situation, but the Justice Department hasn't said what they're going to do specifically with Colorado or Washington.
Now, George Bush, when he was running for president in 2000, also said that he wanted to take drugs and treat it more as a public health issue rather than a criminal issue, and we saw what occurred there. And President Obama has been a drug warrior.
Well, we have seen unfortunate results. In 1972, there was a Schaefer Commission, former Pennsylvania Governor William Schaefer, a commission set up by President Nixon, which said that marijuana should be decriminalized, and not farther after, the war on drugs began.
You want to create a cannabis commission. What is the end in mind there?
Well, I think that the facts should be known, and I think when you look at the facts of what it cost society in the terms of law enforcement personnel to police for marijuana arrests, growing and or possessing and using, what it cost the criminal justice system to prosecute and or deal with on probation, what it cost the prison system to house prisoners, even sale or even short stays for possession, and what could be brought in, and we'll see what happens from Washington to Colorado, the laboratories of democracy, as Justice Brandeis spoke of, how much tax revenues are garnered. Then I think the facts will speak for themselves that it's economically folly for us to continue to have prohibition that we learned in the 20s didn't work with alcohol, and we're repeating the same mistake with marijuana.
The president, according to you, said that they wanted to go ahead and enforce the law. That is, of course, the president's duty. That's the purpose, part of the purpose of the executive branch. So what laws need to change? It's my understanding from some folks who are here this week from Kentucky on a hemp bill is that what really has to happen is a change in the Controlled Substances Act. Is that right?
Well, there needs to be a change. Right now, marijuana is a Schedule I drug, and the federal government, the executive branch, can bring forth can change the schedules. It has to bring it to Congress, but they can propose it and they initiate it. That means that it's the most harmful, most likely to be abused and to make one addicted with the least possible medical benefits of all the drugs. And that's just ludicrous on its face. That needs to change. Marijuana shouldn't be a Schedule I. I would submit that it shouldn't be on the schedules at all, but it shouldn't be a Schedule I. The administration can determine priorities and what they prosecute. Just because it's on the books doesn't mean they have to prosecute every single law, and they always choose. But there can be changes, and there could be federal legislation to tell the DEA not to, or appropriations acts to tell the DEA not to get involved in states where there have been referenda that have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, and it's been done according to the state's laws, and or legalize it for quote-unquote recreational uses, whatever that be. And so those laws could be passed, or those appropriations could be restricted to stop the DEA from pursuing people that are complying with state law.
The president has said that he would stand down in states that had legalized marijuana for whatever purpose. He simply hasn't done that.
Not yet, and I certainly hope he does. I mean, Brandeis was one of the great minds of our country, and I often marveled at his logic, and the states are the laboratories of democracy. Here we've got two states that are willing to try and see what happens, and it'll be interesting. Do they have increased tourism? Do they have increased sales tax from the sale of food? Do they have a lesser cost for law enforcement and penal institutions? And do they have what's the effect, if at any, on driving? Are DWIs increased or decreased? Is there a problem with driving while under the influence of marijuana? Is that comparable to driving under the influence of alcohol? And it may or may not. We'll find out from the states after a few years. They would be our laboratories. And that's what part of this report would tell us.
Now, but in Colorado and Washington, these are both states that, despite the fact that they have legalized marijuana, they are operating in an unclear legal environment because it is unclear what the Justice Department is going to do. So do you think that the whatever response in terms of revenues, tax revenues, or for that matter, the actual setting up of the retail establishments to provide this marijuana, won't that be somewhat muted a little bit?
Well, I think it's going to happen. I may be wrong, but several Congress people, bipartisan, Blumenauer of Oregon and Polis of Colorado and Sam Farr in California, John Conyers, myself, some other people on our side of the aisle, and Dana Rohrabacher in California, and a few other people on that side of the aisle, have asked that the federal government not get involved, that we let the laboratories continue. And we've also got bills that have been filed to say that marijuana should be like alcohol and should be left up to the states. Now, originally, Ron Paul and Barney Frank were the prime sponsors of that legislation. I think Jared Polis is the prime sponsor now. And leave it to the states to decide how they want to deal with this issue.
So to the extent that that is done federally, can't you just create a carve-out in the Controlled Substances Act for states that treat these drugs differently?
Right, and I think that's what would have to happen. And hopefully it will. And hopefully the General Holder will come up with a policy that allows this to continue. And he might. In California, there's been some issues with the medical marijuana folks, and there's been some allegations. He says that he's enforcing the law, that some of these folks that are growing marijuana and selling it aren't doing it just for medicinal purposes. And I don't know if he really means at the stores where they sell it, the storefronts in California, if they're selling, or they're selling it some on the backside to out-of-state folks or what. I'm not sure what their allegation is, but they're claiming that people aren't abiding by the law. It'd be honestly my opinion that if California finds it within the law, they should be able to enforce or not enforce. And they've got plenty of law enforcement there, and they should leave it up. It shouldn't be a federal issue. I watched the movie the other night. Not that movies are, but sometimes they're a little, you know, snippets of life, a movie called Savages that Oliver Stone did, and it showed the awful influence of the Mexican cartels on the marijuana industry, and they're wanting to take it over. And really the suggestion of that in the movie Traffic, which was earlier, they both show that, you know, if you legalize it, it hurts the cartels. And that would save us money, too, on our border security and the issues we have with the violence in Mexico, which spreads into America, and the gangs. You could take that away from the gangs and save money as well.
Representative Steve Cohen represents Memphis, Tennessee in the U.S. House. You can read more of our work on drug policy at our website, cato.org.